Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So sang Perry Como in his original Christmas song in 1951. And decades later, we're singing or humming that catchy little tune as the days tick by. I guess it really is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Hey, over the next 4 weeks, Christmas bridging into New Year, we won't be in the Christmas stories recorded in the Gospels. Instead, we'll be looking at the results of what the birth of a baby achieves for those who trust in him, Emmanuel, God with us. And then we'll dig deeper into the hope that the incarnation brings for sports people going into a new year. Paul says in the book of 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." You see, there's a big difference between restoration and renewal. Take an old sports stadium. Restoration focuses on making the old structure seem like new. Renewal means that something brand new has come that represents the old, not the old made to look better. So in Premier League language, that's the brand new Hill Dickinson Stadium, not a restored Goodison Park. But don't worry if that language doesn't wash with you. I hope you see the point. Paul says that if any man, any woman is in Christ, then they are a new creation. At Christmas, God's grand renewal plan begins. The birth of the baby Jesus signals kickoff for the renewal process of the hearts of his people. You see the difference? Jesus didn't come to patch up, make better, or give us a new lick of paint. No, he came to transform completely, to give us new hearts. New hearts in old bodies that enable us to live for him, love him, and love others too. So as we take a few weeks in these verses in 2 Corinthians to look at the essence of Christmas and the hope it brings, don't miss this point of renewal. For us, it might seem just like another Christmas. The sports fixtures ramp up or put on hold until the new year. We might be going into the festive season on a high or feeling pretty low. But here's the reality, regardless of how we're feeling, that when we trust in the Jesus of the Nativity, our lives are turned upside down. We're regarded as new creations. That is, we function with a different operating system. That is, we're no longer slaves to sin, because we're now children of God. May the words of Isaiah 43 give this truth extra weight. As Isaiah predicts the birth of a Saviour 700 years before it happened. But now, this is what the Lord says. "He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." That's who you are. They are words that every believer can claim as spoken of them by the God of transformation, the God of renewal. Remember those words? "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." Oh, that's marvelous truth that gives sports people a right perspective of who they are, whether in season or out of season. So please enjoy the build-up to Christmas. Remember the renewing work that Jesus was born to do. And look, listen out for that Cliff Richard classic, Mistletoe and Wine. You see, the first verse is dripping with this wonderful truth. Remember it? The child is a king. The carolers sing, "The old has passed, there's a new beginning." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to see the work of renewal that you have done in our hearts this Christmas, and may this cause us to praise you. And let's pray for our friends. Take a few minutes to pray for your sports friends by name. Pray that God would give you boldness, creativity, and love to reach your teammates this Christmas.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.